As we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, it'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's what we're thinking about. That is the one and the only Barry Ebert with his great song, It's What We're Thinking About. I love that song. I hope you love it too. In the very near future, that'll be coming out on a CD, and you will certainly know how to get a hold of that. He's a great writer and singer and performer of spiritual music. Good evening, and welcome to the show. I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is What We're Thinking About. This is your resource for learning to swim in the infinite ocean of pure potentiality, an island of affirmative intentionality in a sea of negativity. This is the place to free yourself from sentiments of blaming, of resentment, of thoughts of lack and limitation. This is where you learn to lift yourself up from the depths of the conspiracy theorists, the naysayers, all of those who are anti-this and anti-that and anti-everything. You know who I mean. The ones who would totally disempower us all with messages of how we're being taken advantage of, how we're being used, how the government, the cults, the Zionists, the globalists, and every other special interest group imaginable, you name it, how they are all in charge. And you? Well, you're in control of nothing. You are powerless, of course. Here, this show is where we draw the line. This show is where we raise ourselves up and declare that we will no longer be the victims of the voices of negativity, not even the ones in our own heads. The motto of this Republic Broadcasting Network is, because you can handle the truth. On this show, we're going to talk about real truth, about universal truth, about the truth of spiritual principles. Gandhi had a theory. It's been referred to as truth power. The basic idea is that we are all capable of recognizing the great truths of life. I'm here to prove that theory, because I believe, no matter what your religious beliefs, no matter what philosophy of life or spiritual path you follow, you can and will recognize the great metaphysical truths of the universe, and that is what we will focus on. You are in control. You are the co-creator of your reality. You can decide and choose to no longer be the victim, and you can do it by virtue of what you're thinking about. That's the name of this show, and it's the truth of your life, my friend. So welcome. It is Wednesday night. It's a beautiful night here in Colorado. I hope it's a beautiful night wherever you are tonight. We have a great guest with us this evening. For those of you who were with us last Wednesday, you might remember that we had the dream coach, Michael Charest, on. He is my coaching mentor, and he is a monumentally successful coach who has helped thousands of entrepreneurs change their lives and grow their businesses. If you are one of those entrepreneurs out there whose business could be doing better than it is, who you know you could be making more money than you are making, then you want to pay special attention to tonight's program, because Michael will have some great insights for you on how you can move forward in your business. So that's going to take up, I'm assuming, the entire program tonight. We will discuss a lot about coaching and moving forward in your entrepreneurial endeavors. We will be back in 3 minutes with Michael. Enjoy the commercials. This is What We're Thinking About. I'm Ken Ludwig.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Scarcity, there's not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time.
And we're back.
When everybody screams.
Welcome back to the Wednesday Night Show. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. I wanted to just take care of an order of business here before we get going tonight. You know that we are still in our pledge drive, and we are looking for all the support we can get from our listeners. I just got told no. That must mean we're not in the pledge drive. So we're going to skip that part of this. I guess the pledge drive is already finished. They're just trying to screw around with me and make me think things that aren't true. But I guess there's lots of people out there that are trying to do that to all of us. Our call-in number I know is still right, and it is 1-800-313-9443. Let's get on to some things that I'm sure I know I have correct. Tonight we have our guest back again from last Wednesday, my good friend and coaching mentor, Michael Charest. Michael is a 9-year veteran personal and business coach. He is a consultant, an author, and a speaker. He is president of Business Growth Solutions, created the Coach and Grow Rich business program, which has helped thousands of small business owners grow their businesses and their lives. His current speaking program is entitled Successfully Selling and Marketing Your Services and Products in an Ethical and Dignified Manner. He wrote and published From Grunt to Greatness, a different kind of self-help book, in 2005. This is a humorous and but still a hard-hitting lesson on loving ourselves now and enjoying the journey as we pursue our personal best. And I think we'll try and talk a little bit about that book tonight with Michael. Michael's passion is writing and speaking. He travels internationally delivering high-energy, inspirational, and humorous talks. He's on the board of the National Speakers Association. He is an active member of the Kansas City International Coaching Federation, and he currently resides in Kansas City, Missouri. Michael, welcome to the show.
It is very good to be here. Thank you, Ken.
It's nice to have you with us.
What a nice introduction, and I didn't even stop you and say no during the middle of it.
Thank you. That was good. We had all the no's I want to hear so far tonight, that's for sure. In the middle of introducing our pledge drive, to hear that voice come into the headphone that says no, I guess, okay, well, then I guess that's not it. But anyway, we won't have any more of that this evening. Tonight we'll be do nothing but yeses. It's all about yes. It's all about activating that yes. Last week we talked quite a bit about coaching and its value, and I think maybe we get right into it tonight if I can put you on the spot here and maybe just give your ideas of why coaching is important, why it is that we have so many entrepreneurs out there who are not getting the job done and are busy just scratching their heads as opposed to moving forward. Have you got some suggestions for us?
Yeah, in fact, I'll start by saying, in addition to those that are scratching their heads and not moving forward, coaching can be a phenomenal resource for those folks that, you know, have things figured out and are doing well in life but want to take things to the next level. And a perfect metaphor for that is you look at any sport, music, art, other industries, and the athletes, the musicians, and the folks in those areas all use a coach. Even Tiger Woods, the greatest golfer in the world, uses a coach, and in fact switched his coach about a year, 2 years ago, and has gotten even better. And Tiger Woods' coach can't play golf as well as he can, but he can still point out and help Tiger get to the new level. So I think that's a good metaphor for how coaches can impact your life. And, you know, there's different ways a coach can help you. We can talk about those specifically if you want, but I know I've helped dozens and hundreds of people over the last 8 years get to new levels of success in their business, either more quickly, with less effort, or more enjoyably than they would have on their own accord.
I think you touch on a really important point there when you relate Tiger Woods' coach not being as good a golfer as Tiger, but maybe he knows a little bit more about the movement of the game and the function of the body in making a golf swing. I think it's important to point out that sometimes people might be out there thinking, well, how could he know anything about my business? And it's really not about the specific business, is it?
No, not necessarily. It can. I mean, I know, you know, I and other business coaches know some things about business, but you nailed it, Ken. Let's face it, if I had to know as much, even close to as much about your business as you do, then I'd be a failure for sure. I mean, nobody would be able to help you. But when you partner with somebody who knows such things as, you know, how the mind works, how to hold ourselves to higher expectations, how to take higher levels of action, how to be accountable, and then those business principles, some as simple as, you know, defining a target market and a niche, to more strategic, higher level type strategic things, setting your pricing in an effective manner, taking on marketing efforts in a different way, penetrating new markets, you know, knowing business in general. I think it's better oftentimes to have a coach who isn't in your business that can stretch you and get to think, help you think outside the box and in different ways. And that's, that's exactly, for example, again, going back to Tiger or any other golfer out there, every single one of them has a coach. And that coach is getting the golfer to do things in a different way than they were before. And, you know, a lot of them switch coaches from time to time. Again, the new set of eyes looking at your swing or your business or your life in a different way, challenging you to look at things differently, do things differently in order to get to a new plateau.
That's a great point. And don't you think that so often, I know I find this in my coaching practice, that more often than not, the things that I'm dealing with in particular, the modestly successful entrepreneur, are not necessarily their business acumen or their business knowledge, so much as their personal stuff that gets in the way.
Yeah, you think? So it's so true, you know, and we know that a lot of times a client will call us and, you know, I want some coaching. I want to learn how to, you know, be better at overcoming objections or writing a business plan or, you know, getting out and marketing differently. And oftentimes the best thing for us to do is to take a look at how they're thinking, what, like you talk about the law of attraction with the way they're thinking, because that affects what they're doing. If we're having negative thoughts, if we're struggling with perhaps thoughts of lack of prosperity, lack of success, thinking negatively about the way things are going, focusing on what we don't have instead of what we do have, focusing on the struggle instead of the future success, then that's absolutely 1,000% going to have an impact on our business. And the number one, you know, the number one, what I call critical success factor to business success is how you're thinking mentally. And we can talk till we're blue in the face about marketing principles, sales principles, business principles, financials, you know, forecasts, meeting targets, hiring employees. But until and if we're thinking the right thoughts, all of that stuff is for naught.
Right. And so it's all, as they say so often, it's a totally an inside job. What's going on inside of you is what's going on outside of you. And it's, as I've heard many times before, how you do anything is how you do everything. So if you're stuck in thoughts of lack and limitation, if you are stuck in all those personal areas, they are without question going to manifest in your business life as negatives, if you will. I don't even like to use the word as negative, but as supposed negatives. They're going to be your blockages. They're going to be the things that are preventing you from taking that next leap forward.
Yeah. There's a chiropractic philosophy. My dear friend, David Birdsall, is a chiropractor, and he taught me a lot about chiropractic. And B.J. Palmer, I believe, is the gentleman's name who 100 years ago or so started the philosophy of chiropractic, and he coined a term, and I believe it says up, down, inside, out. And David named his chiropractic business Inside Out, from the philosophy that we can't change our outer world, i.e. the results we're getting, until we change our inner world, which is our thoughts. Our thoughts create our actions, and our actions create our destiny. And, you know, we could talk about other steps perhaps, but those are the basic steps. How you think will determine how you act, and how you act will determine the results you get in your life. And until you realize that and really pay attention to those thoughts, then we can't expect the results we want in our life to change. I mean, and going back to the golfing metaphor, a golf coach, some of these golfers have a swing coach, and many have a psychological coach. I'm lost for the term right now, what they call it, but it's a motivational coach, a person who's an expert in the mind and psychology, and they'll tell you, and a lot of swing coaches will tell you, a lot of times it's more about what the motivational coach is doing for that golfer, and those have the bigger impacts on the golfer than how they're swinging. It's amazing when you really get into it, think about it, and see where this emanates from. It's pretty remarkable.
And I think so often when we talk in those terms, that what really drives the whole idea of your thoughts becoming your actions and your actions becoming your habits, what really drives that is your beliefs in yourself, how you look at life and your performance in it. And too often we really don't believe in ourselves the way we actually think we believe in ourselves.
That's a great point.
I guess that must mean we're taking a break. That was a little loud and rude, but that's okay. We're taking a break right now. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Ken Ludwig with Michael Charest. This is What We're Thinking About.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Scarcity, there's not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed. That's
all right, we're back.
But we're bunkered into high walled camp.
We're back again here with my good friend and mentor, Michael Charest. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is What We're Thinking About. I want to remind you the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Now that we're back, Michael, we were talking about people not necessarily believing in themselves as much as they think they believe in themselves. And we got as far as you're laughing, but we didn't get as far as your thoughts on it. Your comments on that?
Yeah, I think what I was going to say, I was laughing because it's so true. And, you know, a very simple process to pay attention to is just commit to pay attention to your thoughts. Just commit to do that. You know, for the next week, I want to consciously be aware of what I'm thinking. And it is remarkable when you commit to doing that. The negative things that we say to ourselves is absolutely amazing. I mean, it's just amazing. And we think negative thoughts way more often than we think we do. And that's the bad news. The good news is once you realize it and can kind of laugh at yourself and go, holy mackerel, this is an eye opener. You can begin to change that. And when you change that, you'll notice changes in your life. You really will.
That's absolutely the truth. I have in the last, 3 weeks or a month, I think the most important word in my vocabulary when I'm talking to a coaching client or even when I'm talking on this show, the most important word to me has become recognition. Mm-hmm. When you recognize the things that you are not doing correctly or the things, more importantly, the things that really aren't working for you, once you recognize them, you cannot go backwards.
Mm.
You must either go forwards or stay where you are at your peril because you've recognized something isn't working for you. If you stay where you are, you have absolutely chosen to be a victim of this process or this thought that is not working for you.
Mm.
But you can never go back. You must go forward. And I think it's become monumentally important in my coaching practice to, as a tool with my clients, to make them understand that they're not recognizing the truth of their lives. They're not recognizing what they're doing, what they're saying, how they're acting. I mean, just, and the simple one right in the middle there is the languaging thing. If we, the first night I did this show, I said like three different times, that thrills me to death. And one of my friends sent me an email message that said, I hope spirit doesn't grant your wish. Stop saying. But it was a recognition for me. Once I recognized that, I don't think I've said it since.
Good for you.
But that's become important to me, is that recognition factor.
Yeah, and just to riff on that a little bit and tell me what you think of this, is the when we take a little bit of time out of our day to consciously think, proactively think. I mean, I think too many times we go through our day and thus our week and thus our month and thus our year and thus our life, just being blissfully unaware, you know, going grocery shopping, paying the bills, filling up the gas tank, cutting the grass, you know, making lists and checking them off and checking emails and taking the kids to school. And, you know, obviously some and all of those things need to get done, but to take some time out of your day every day and just think, what am I thinking about? What is it that I want? What am I moving towards? And then, that's what I think you're talking about, Ken. You recognize. The challenge is I would say people like don't want to do that because then, like you said, you do recognize and now you got to actually make a choice. I mean, now that I recognize, for example, that I'm not pursuing a dream that I said I wanted 8 years ago, or now that I recognize most of my thoughts are stinking thinking, now what? And now you got to actually do something about it. And I think that's scary for a lot of us. So maybe we could talk a little bit about that. But, you know, you open up a kind of when you take this on, you kind of open up a can of worms. And I think folks might be, you know, hesitant to do that. And, you know, we have to help convince them and ourselves that it can be a fun journey. Like you said, you're not going to go backwards. You can either remain where you are or go forward, and it can be a fun journey.
Absolutely the truth. And it can be. I think it's a more interesting journey. I think it is way more fun. What you describe, I always refer to as sleepwalking through life.
There you go.
And life just kind of befalls you. And the truth is, in my world, that life befalls no one. That when you get into that sleepwalking through life mode, then you are just letting life wash over you on the basis of the thoughts and wishes and dreams of others. As you are participating, really not at all, you are just attracting virtually nothing. You are just a participant in what everyone else is attracting.
Yeah.
And because of too much stinking thinking, as I love the way you always put that, if you're going to attract anything, you're going to attract the bad.
Yeah.
And if we can recognize that negative thinking, if we can actually stop, or more importantly, have a coach who recognizes it for us, because I find so often when we talk about this stuff, when I talk about it with a client, they go, wow, because they had no clue. that they were thinking that way.
Right.
That they were actually doing that. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back to this thought because this is a very important thought for each and every one of us out there. This is what we're thinking about. I'm Ken Ludwig with my guest, Michael Charest. Back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payment, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Scarcity, there's not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can
all
be
right,
found.
We are back.
We're bunkered into high walled camps, left and right it seems.
We're here with my good friend Michael Charest, and we're talking about our beliefs in ourselves. This is Ken Ludwig. This is what we're thinking about. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Michael, we were talking about that sleepwalking through life thing and recognizing that when something isn't working for us. And my thought about that is always that when you get to that point, you said you have to now make a choice. And I think when you get to the point where you are confronted with choice, that now all of a sudden you are in a position of responsibility. And maybe that's why people don't want to go there, is because they don't want to be responsible. It's much easier to be the victim. There is no responsibility in the victimhood thing.
Yeah, plain and simple. That is, I think, the case. It's easier. It kind of lets us off the hook. And it's just, you know, it's more work to wake up and start paying attention, because then you might have to make some changes. But, you know, I think it just goes to, like, I mean, like, let's just be simple and real. I mean, did God put us on this earth to sleepwalk through life? I just don't think so. I really believe in my heart that we all have a gift within us. I think we all have desires and dreams. We may have repressed them, but, you know, go back to when you were a kid. What did you dream about? What did you want to be when you grew up? Where did you think you'd be right now in your life? I would bet that you all had, we've all had thoughts about that. And then, you know, just take a look and ask yourself the tough question is, am I there or am I on the path? And why or why not? And endeavor to change that. And live the life that we were put on this earth to live, which is not, you know, to sleepwalk through life and just be doing chores all day long and tasks and then going to sleep exhausted and waking up and doing it again. I mean, there are people out there that are not living that way, so it is possible.
It's not only possible, but the interesting part is that we do exactly the scenario that you just laid out, and then we congratulate ourselves for our busyness, and we have really accomplished nothing. But we're very thrilled that we were so busy and that we did so much. And all it was what you just said, tasks, yep, and little jobs around the house, at the office, whatever the heck they were. So if we want to get into recognizing what's not working for us, or more importantly, start to recognize the things that do work for us, what would you give to people as some critical success factors to make that happen?
Well, just the way you framed the question, it got me to thinking what we already talked about. This isn't necessarily one of the steps I had outlined, you know, that I'm talking about on a regular basis, but it is what we've said. Pay attention. Just I'll transition this to kind of the first step that I do talk about. It's know what it is that you want. So it's doing what we just said. It's tapping back into the day or time in your life when you had a dream for what you wanted your life to look like. And perhaps that's top of mind right now for some people. And that's terrific. And if it isn't, get back to that. You know, when you were, you know, perfect time is like when you were in high school or when you were in college and you had, remember the days where the world was your oyster? I mean, you were kind of confident, kind of cocky. You weren't insecure. You felt like you could conquer anything. What is it you wanted to do? I mean, maybe it's a business venture. But I would suggest we look at all areas of your life. You know, what did you want in terms of a career, in terms of money, in terms of a relationship? I mean, we've all dreamt about what we wanted our life to look like marriage-wise, money-wise, health-wise. I mean, do we have the body that we wanted to at the age we're at now? Do we have the money in the bank that we thought we would? Are we in the loving relationship we wanted to be? Do we have the career that we thought we would? Are we thinking the thoughts and having the abundant, prosperous, positive mindset that we thought we would have at this point? And that's the first step. It's identifying what you want in each of those areas of life and understanding why. You know, I think we talked last weekend, when the why is big enough, the how will come. The first step is not to figure out, well, how am I going to get this? I mean, I want a nice house. I want to start my own business. I want to weigh 174 pounds. I want a better relationship with my wife. You know, but how the heck am I going to do that? You know, it's the first step is not to worry about how. Just get clear on what it is you want and why you want it. In fact, trying to figure out how at this point is only going to get in the way, because you'll start to repress and put qualifiers on it. Well, I want $1 million, but that's crazy, so I'll settle for $100,000. The universe doesn't know the difference between $1 million and $100,000. It could care less. I mean, why do some people have $40 billion and others are struggling to make $30,000 a year? So that first step is identifying what it is you want in each area of your life, not worrying about how you're going to get it, focusing on why you want it, and then there are other steps, but that's the first one. I get so excited.
Rein me in. Yes, you're very excited, and that's very good because the points are well taken. It's so important to make that determination. What is it exactly that I want? Because so many of us are out there just beating ourselves to death, doing whatever it is we're doing, and not even knowing what it is that we're after. People just work and work and work, and they become almost like automatons. Barry has a song that is one of my favorites. You go from I can't remember the name of the song now. It's called Moments of Glory. It's about the lifetime of his grandfather, his father, him, and his sons. And as a part of his growing up, he refers to it as you go from work to bar to bed and back again.
Wow. Yeah.
Which is pretty much how so many people live their lives in this day and age, not having a clue what it is they really want, what they're really after. And that's not something that necessarily you sit down with yourself and say, okay, this is where I am. Now, some people can do that, but a lot of people need help with that.
Yep.
A lot of people don't even have a clue where to start. Is that right or wrong?
I would say right, and I would say, you know, and I would just say, because I know we mean this, and I'll speak it, and then you can validate it. We mean this in a loving way, and we're speaking, that is, can, and I'll speak for myself, from experience. I mean, golly, this is simple, but it's not easy. And that's why a coach can be so unbelievably effective. Because I would guarantee that there's nothing anybody is hearing right now and they're going, wow, I've never thought of that before. That's brilliant. If anything, people are going, yeah. So I need to have a vision. Thank you very much, Mike and Ken. Wow, big deal. But do you have it? Like, is it written down? Can you call the number right now and read to us your vision succinctly and clearly and with passion and with conviction and tell us what you're doing to achieve it? That's what we're talking about. And if you can't do that, that's okay. Most people can't. But consider looking at a coach and saying, hey, I want to get clear on my vision and I want to endeavor to pursue it. I mean, it's that simple. That's in essence what coaches do. Help you identify a vision, believe you can do it, outline the step-by-step process to get there, and hold you accountable. And without a coach, it's too easy to just not do it, to get caught up in the day-to-day life. That's why the profession has skyrocketed in the past 10 or 15 years, because it's working. People are getting tremendous results that they wouldn't have gotten on their own. And I often hear, well, I should be able to do that without a coach. Why? Why should you be able to do it without a coach? I mean, why are we so afraid to ask for help? I mean, when we're sick, we go to a doctor. When we need a divorce, we go to a lawyer. You know what I mean? When we learn how to swim, we go take swimming lessons. If we want to learn to play the violin, we take violin lessons. Why do we think, well, I have this grand vision that I want to achieve. Why do we think we should do it on our own? I don't get that.
I don't get it either. And I truly believe that so many people fall into that category of saying to themselves, I think I should be able to do this on my own. Or more importantly, and I find this to be true with men more than women, they say, why can't I do this on my own?
Right.
It's like kinda a macho like thing.
Right. It's kind of like how we won't ask for directions.
There you go. There you go.
Pull over. Here's the big advice of the day. Pull over and ask for directions.
Right.
It's a lot easier way to get to where you want to go.
Too often we're just as happy to get as lost getting to the restaurant as we are lost in our lives.
Yeah.
Like, and if you just pull over and ask for directions,
and maybe
it'll all come together.
Right. And rather than look at it, I should be able to get to where I need to go without getting directions. And again, we're just using that as a metaphor. Totally change your thinking and go, how smart am I that I'm not going to waste my time? I'm going to pull into the Circle K and get directions and be on the proper path in the next 3 minutes. Like, you're being smart. It's kind of like kind of like the manager who says, I'm not going to delegate anything. I'm going to do it all on my own. And I say, the good leader who says, why should I do it on my own? I'm going to get other people to do it for me that can do it better, and I'm going to make them feel great about it. That's being a great leader. That's not being a wimp or a loser or weak. And so, you know, I believe, like, I brag about my coaches. You know, I have a speaking coach. I've had a health coach in the past and for weightlifting and getting fit. I've got a business coach, got a relationship coach, and I'm proud of it. It's like I'm excelling in those areas now. And rather than being ashamed that I need help, I'm like, hey, I'm smart enough to get help.
And that's because as opposed to putting concentrated worry into it, you're putting concentrated effort into it, which makes a huge difference.
That's nice, Ken. You're able to say things so much more succinctly than me. I want to be like you.
It's really easy to do when you're listening to the other guy talk, and then you're just kind of making it into a little short one.
You know, change this? You do all the talking. I want to listen to you and just give these little, like, 10-second nuggets. This isn't fair.
I like the soundbite roll. It's kind of cool. You know, when I was looking for some paperwork earlier today, I stumbled upon an index card that I had written something on. I don't know. It had to be 6 months ago. And it was about coaching. And it was about coaching being a spiritual solution to the problems of life. And I wrote down two things. And they're things that I've really heard other people say. I've heard them at success seminars. I've heard them in different places. Maybe not worded exactly this way because I wrote these out. But successful people, and in this case, successful coaches, solve the problems of others. And it is compassion for the needs of others that actually brings success. And I think that's what separates a coach from your next door neighbor giving you advice. It is someone who is committed to be your advocate, someone who is there for you. And I think that's what makes the difference, and I think that's why you go to get a coach, because they're, quotes, the expert on what you're looking for.
That's well worded, Ken. I mean, a coach is someone whose job it is to help you achieve your goals. I mean, when it's someone's job and they're judged by whether you achieve your goals or not, that's a pretty heavy responsibility, and the good coaches take it very seriously. Your next door neighbor, your mom and dad even, and I mean that lovingly, and your brother and sister and your friends and your cousins, their job isn't to help you reach your goals. I mean, and they're not meeting with you on a regular basis, Tuesdays at 3 o'clock, three or four times a month, challenging you to move forward, helping you strategize, holding you accountable. Hey, Bob, last week you said you were going to do these 7 things. How did it go? Did you do them? Did you get the results you were looking for? Why? Why not? How about trying this week? Friends aren't having those kind of conversations with you. When people say to me, why should I pay you a monthly fee when I can get it for free from a friend? The question is so... it's not even in the realm. I just say, is your friend an expert and spend their life helping you achieve your goals? I mean, are they meeting with you on a regular basis? Are you paying them to help you do that? I mean, there's just no comparison. I'm not disrespecting friends or family. They're just, it's comparing an apple to a computer.
Right, and their livelihood does not depend on your success.
Exactly. Well put. See, there you go again. Nice and succinct.
A good coach absolutely knows that he gets paid, and let's be honest to the people out there, we get to raise our fees by virtue of how many people we have who are successful. We don't get to raise our fees by having lots of people who don't get anywhere. What we get to do is go out of business as coaches.
Yeah, we get fired.
We get fired. People
really
say, you know what? You're not doing nothing for me. See you later.
Yep. Yep.
So we are definitely, we have a vested interest in the success of our clients, which makes all the difference in the world. I love talking to you about this stuff. You have such great, great insights into how this entire coaching process works, and I guess that's why I am one of your licensees. And we're again, this is really funny. I mean, maybe I should just have you on once a week and we just keep right on talking. But we're going to run out of time again here. We've got a couple of minutes left, and I would like you to just maybe briefly tell people out there who might be considering, you know, I can do what these guys can do. I would love to help people become successful. How do I become a coach? Give them a little insight into the Business Growth Solutions, and I'll have them email me if they want information. So don't worry about that part. Just give them the information if you would.
Yeah, I mean, what my company does in particular is it helps the small business owner, in particular the micro business, which is 5 employees or less. We help them attract more clients, grow their business, and live more prosperous lives. There's different numbers, the lowest of which is 20 million. Up to 40 million micro businesses in the United States alone. I mean, people in today's day and age aren't going to school, aren't learning, aren't dreaming of working for a big corporation someday. They're dreaming and starting their own business. They want the freedom to work for themselves, to call their own shots. However, these micro businesses, meaning financial planners, personal trainers, massage therapists, dog walkers, the cake store down the street, the homemade cookie shop, small businesses, people who work from home, internet businesses, home-based businesses, they're all after the dream of personal freedom and expressing themselves through their business and calling their own shots. The challenge is, Ken, as we know, they don't know business. They don't know how to start a business, how to incorporate, how to target market, how to niche, how to market, how to sell.
And all right, Michael, we're going to take a break here, but I'm not going to end this. Stay on the line with us here. We're going to go to a break. We'll come back and finish this conversation right up to the end of the show. This is What We're Thinking About. I'm Ken Ludwig. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed.
All right, we're back.
But we're bunkered into high walled camps.
We're getting near the end of the show here. We're talking with my good friend Michael Charest about anybody who might be interested in becoming a business or a personal coach. I want to just tell you this before we finish off this conversation. If you have any thoughts or questions about being coached by me or being coached by Michael or becoming a coach with Business Growth Solutions, email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. That's endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. Okay, Michael. It's all yours, my friend. Go ahead and continue what you were saying about.
Yeah, so I was just saying there's these 20 to 40, we'll call it 30 million micro businesses out there, or solopreneurs, as I like to call them, that, you know, have a desire to start and build a successful business, but they don't know business skills, the dozens of things that one needs to know in order to build a successful business. So my company, Business Growth Solutions, was created and been around 8 years now in helping these solopreneurs create successful businesses. And it's, it's exciting. We've got people out there that are living wonderful lives, making six-figure incomes, that are traveling, that are spending more time with their children, that are taking more vacations. Sure, they're working darn hard too, but they're living their dream of having the business that they want. And, we're real proud of that. So for anybody out there that either wants help with their business or, more importantly, wants to become a coach, either a personal coach or a business coach, email Ken. I mean, it's a remarkable business, frankly. I mean, we get to spend our time mostly on the phone. Most coaching is done over the phone. So I've coached clients from 12 different countries over the past 8 years to help them grow their business. And if you're interested in that, want to make a good living, helping other people achieve their goals, we can help you do that. And it's a fun business to be in. It's work. I'm not going to kid you. Too many people become coaches because they love coaching, but they don't get that it's a business. This is a business. And that's why we can help you. We're good at helping you learn coaching skills and the business skills you need to be a coach. And it's a pretty nice way to live.
It's a very nice way to live, and it's really about helping other people be successful, and there's truly a commitment involved, and it is absolutely a business. Yes, we do it all on the phone, and yes, or the vast majority on the phone, and yes, we live a great lifestyle, but the truth is, if you are not working for your client, if you are not their advocate 100% of the time, then you are not going to be successful as a coach. So you have to be clear that there's work involved, and it's real work, It's a high sense of responsibility because, as we said earlier, both of us mentioned earlier, it is your responsibility to assist people in becoming successful.
Mm. And what a heady yet wonderful business to be in, to help
absolutely
people become more successful.
Absolutely the truth. I want to thank you, Michael, for being our guest once again, and I'm sure somewhere on the line I'll talk you into doing this again. Email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net if you want to know any more about anything we spoke about this evening. This is What We're Thinking About. I'm Ken Ludwig. Have a magnificent evening.
We're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone, and we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind.
Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day, and if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away.
It's true.